Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Ms. Hollis, if I could borrow your keyboard and mouse for just 1 minute, please. I will be brief, Mr. Chairman. Just, I'm very, very pleased to be able to present to you the update on this ordinance. This is an ordinance on through lots that was before County Council at its meeting of October 17th, where Council held a public hearing and adopted the ordinance as revised by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I have a short presentation for you, if I can just load that. I know the board has had an interest in through lots for quite some time. There's some basic elements to this. This presentation was the same presentation before County Council, and this is designed mostly for the public's benefit to explain through lots. I know the board is very familiar in what through lots are. So just for the public's benefit, a through lot in a standard situation, in a non-through lot situation, so here we have a rectilinear lot fronting onto an internal subdivision street that has a buildable area. And that buildable area is normally derived, if I can go through, oh, wait. Keyboard needs to pair it on. There we go. So a lot normally has a front yard, which in this case in an AR1 district would be 30 feet, and then normally has a 20-foot rear yard, and then the buildable area is derived from those yards where you can put you pull a building permit to put a house or an accessory structure, and it's located in that buildable area. You obtain your building permit, it's inspected, and it complies with code. In the case of a through lot, you have essentially, in the most common scenario, you have a numbered road or a non-numbered road on roughly parallel streets where there's essentially two frontages. And what the code states is that currently, prior to the ordinance, it states that you have two front yards. So you actually have your 30-foot front yard on the front, and then you have your 40-foot front yard at the rear. And the board often sees these cases where applicants have no choice but to apply for a variance application and seek relief from the Board of Adjustment. So what this ordinance does, I'll jump forward, and here's an example of what is not allowed. For example, you most commonly see fences, swimming pools, and accessory structures in what most property owners consider to be their rear yard, and then come forward and get a variance. So what the ordinance does, and I'll skip forward a little bit, it essentially recognises that on a lot that is considered to be a through lot, the yard opposite where the mailing address is for the lot shall function as a rear yard. And I can go through the sections of the code, but it's a pretty straightforward change. It changes the definitions of yard front and yard rear, and it also makes a slight change in terms of section 115.183 to introduce some text and exceptions. And to summarise that change, what it does, it states that that yard that is otherwise a front yard on the rear of the property shall function as a rear yard, but with slightly different rules to a regular rear yard. It states that fences and other means of enclosure up to a height of 7 feet are permitted in that yard, but there shall be no buildings and structures within 15 feet of the street line. So what this ordinance does is it allows relief on a through lot without allowing the full relief of a normal rear yard. So by keeping buildings and structures 15 feet away from the street line, it offers some degree to bulk and area of massing. So you can't put a 42-foot high structure 5 feet from the street line on the rear yard. So in short, it's an ordinance that allows relief, but it doesn't allow the full relief of a normal rear yard. So we're very excited by this. It's been adopted by Council with effect from October 17th and is now in effect. So.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. I know the board has had some interest in this for some time. So.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Sharp?